What if the reality you were programmed to believe were nothing more than an intricate fabric woven by the hands of fate? Would you be able to see through the pattern? Would your five senses alert you to the danger that surrounds you, just out of sight? You'd like to believe that you are the master of your own destiny. You'd like to believe that you chose to hit that play button of your own free will. And you might be right. Or you might be just another thread in the veil. Do you remember being a child and looking up into the sky, wondering if there was other life beyond our Earth? Perhaps you imagined traveling among the stars to some distant planet and starting a new life. Or maybe you dreamed of communicating with an entirely new species. What would you say if you learned that not only is there other life out there, but that they have contacted our world on multiple occasions, and far from being intriguing beings that we can learn from, they are violent, dangerous. That indeed they may be catastrophic to human life. This is the reality that Quinn Octavia finds herself in. She is an accomplished space pilot who's been on the job for years working to stave off the next major alien attack. When you have to be on sustained high alert for so long, the sympathetic nervous system is activated to the point of habituation, no longer reacting to perceived threats.
What do you think, Acton?
I would say 40, 45 minutes, tops.
What? Are you sure?
That is my best estimation, yeah. Do you think we have more time?
Less. I would prepare yourself.
Well, we'll see.
Hey, boss, when are you releasing second team to get some grub?
1400, Vronsky, just like yesterday.
And the day before that, and the day before that.
Righto, I was just thinking that since we'll need to fuel up before...
Officer, are you questioning the order of your command pilot?
Oh, of course not. I'm... 1400 it is. Thank you.
Okay. You were right.
You owe me 2 rations.
Yeah. How is it that I've spent just as much time on this boat as you have, yet you haven't lost a single bet when it comes to the crew?
I'm a relationship master. It's my job to pay attention.
Hey, I pay attention. Gotta. On high alert for the next sonic attack.
That doesn't help you know your fellow shipmates any better.
Eh, who needs them when you're such a dazzling conversationalist who never makes me feel stupid or anything? Speaking of sonic attacks...
Another warning shot. Every 4 hours, right on schedule. Although some of them are stronger than others. The system still can't calculate precisely where they're coming from.
What if there are a bunch of them out there, taking turns shooting, toying with us?
The thought had crossed my mind. It's like they're waiting for us to get tired, a cackle of hyenas biding their time. Lieutenant Master.
Master here.
Go back and take a look at the data we have on these warning shots. See if you can work out any pattern in regards to the strength of the blasts. Perhaps it can help us identify their flight pattern.
Right away, Captain Octavia.
Why don't they just finish us off, do you think? The 2059 attack was so devastating.
I don't know. They could have. We should have known that a sonic pulse that powerful was in the realm of possibility. Pretty ingenious, if you think about it. Knock out multiple electrical grids, distort the vision of millions, and damage brain tissue all in a split second.
Everyone I know lost someone they loved in that attack.
Like I said, pretty damn effective.
Commander Octavia?
Octavia speaking.
The mail has arrived, Commander.
Thank you. Send it on through.
Oh, I got something from home.
Hi, Daddy. This is the rocket ship I made at school. I told Mr. Bernard that real rocket ships don't have lights right here, but he wanted me to color it like this.
Sweetheart, hold it up to the camera so Daddy can see it.
Got Can you see it now?
That's better. What else did you want to tell Dad?
I don't know. What did I want to tell him?
Your tooth.
Oh, Daddy, guess what? I lost my tooth. See, the tooth fairy came and I got 10 whole dollars. Except I know it was really Mom. Don't tell her I know.
Hey,
shh. I'm talking to Dad.
Oh, Nova. I miss her little face so much.
First tooth. She's growing up fast.
Don't remind me. A week of vacation every year is not enough time to spend with her. Not that... I mean, I'm very lucky to get to see her every year. I'm sorry.
You don't need to apologize.
How are you so chilled out? I would be flipping mad.
What good would that do? I had already enlisted to fly for the Space Force. I'm doing something about it.
What do you think these wackos want?
Who knows? Resources? They would certainly be easier to obtain if they wiped out the human race.
Why can't they find some other planet?
Maybe they see the human race as self-destructing anyway, and they figured it's only a matter of time. Don't want this beautiful, habitable planet to go to waste. Or maybe they're figuring out a way to keep us alive as slaves.
Damn, that's bleak, Captain.
I'm open to a change of topic.
Maybe we should talk about the food we're gonna eat when we get back to Earth.
You're worse than Vronsky.
Whatevs. I just love cooking. Great way to relax. You don't exactly get the same effect when cooking involves unwrapping a ration.
I don't know. A little crinkle of the wrapper always helps me unwind.
I can never tell if you're being facetious.
That's why you're so easy to tease.
Son of a motherless goat, something's in our purview.
All hands on deck, I repeat, all hands on deck.
Do you think that's them? Why now? What do they want?
Keep it together, Acton.
Yes, sir.
Saybrook.
Captain.
Initiate radio correspondence. Let's see if we can establish any sort of communication.
Copy that.
Elburn.
Yes, Captain.
Do a quick weapons check and stand by for further instructions.
Right away, Captain.
Acton, get that image as crisp as possible. I want to know exactly what we're dealing with.
You got it, boss.
Anything yet, Saybrook?
No response. It's unclear if our communications are even going through.
That's what I was worried about. Keep trying. Use continuous rotation of varying frequencies. Report.
That blast was 0.2 AU closer to us than the last one. Shield at 95%.
They're zeroing in on Earth.
It would appear so, yes.
But they already know where we are. What game are they playing?
Maybe they're gonna try and capture us, hold the human race for ransom, or like, do funky experiments on our bodies so they don't want to destroy us. That's what would happen if this was a movie.
Not now, Acton.
Ah, our shields are at 90%.
Well, it looks like they've abandoned their four-hour warning shots.
Captain, they have some sort of electronic lock on our systems.
How? Are they manipulating the ship?
It doesn't appear so. It's more like they're scanning our data.
See if you can reciprocate. I don't like them knowing what we're about to do when we're in the dark. Elbrin, report.
Weapons are standing by, Captain.
Shields at 85%. Captain, these blasts aren't moving.
What do you mean?
The last three have been in exactly the same place. I think they're trying to smoke us out.
Maybe it's a final warning.
I think we should try to take them out. These shots are too frequent.
No! We have to be smart about this. We're the last line of defense before they get a free rein of our entire species. One mistake and it's over. What are we looking at? What is that? I've never seen technology like this before. Elbrun, send a warning shot of our own.
Yes, Captain.
Nothing too close, just enough to get their attention. Let them know we're plenty armed, in case their scans miss that little fact.
Systems ready.
Fire! Anything, Saybrook?
Nothing yet, Captain.
80%!
Damn it! We're not gonna last long enough to figure out a way to communicate with them. Elbrun, get a weapons lock on that ship. They've taken our shields down to 80%. Let's see if we can do the same.
Copy. Weapons are locked and standing by.
Fire at will.
That's a direct hit.
Yeah! Yes.
Status report.
Their shields are at 92%.
Saybrook?
I wish I had anything to report.
Let's bring them down another couple notches.
Yes, ma'am.
All right! 84%!
Captain, you need to see this.
What am I looking at?
I ran several simulations on the sonic blast data from the last 2 years, as you commanded, and put each one through our pattern recognition programs, and...
Holy... This... Are you sure this is accurate?
It's the only reasonable pattern the programs could discern. It's a bit imprecise, but considering...
Looks pretty damn accurate to me. How many times?
26, Captain.
This is amazing. That means... Could we respond somehow?
We don't have that kind of sonic technology unless we...
Commander Octavia, there is an incoming call
for you. File it, I'll get back to.
Unable to execute command.
What? Saybrook, are they controlling...
Patching through call from the President of the Soviet American Empire.
Oh, yes, of course.
Captain Octavia, what in the hell is going on up there?
Mr. President, we've gotten a visual on the intergalactic visitors.
More than a visual, I'd say. We've been feeling ripples from their sonic blasts for the last 5 minutes.
Yes, sir. But additionally...
Captain, I don't care what it takes. I am commanding you and your men to blow those repugnant assailants out of the sky.
Mr. President, with respect...
What in God's name, Octavia? I don't need your infernal respect. I need your action.
Please, sir. Our analysts have discovered...
If the next words out of your mouth aren't, "Yes, Mr. President," then I'm charging you with treason, Quinn. You, of all people, should be able to grasp the carnage of the last attack. They must never be allowed to slaughter us again. Protect our empire. Octavia? Octavia, can I count on you to do your fucking job?
Yes, Mr. President.
Delicious. We owe those fuckers a taste of their own medicine. Don't leave any survivors. Let's end this.
I'm sending you a report I'd like you to take a look at.
I'll review it when we've decimated them. I command you to charge your weapons for maximum impact and fire directly at that ship until it is stardust. We're counting on you, Captain.
Weapons ready, Captain.
Captain?
We're now at 75%, Captain.
Hold your fire.
But, Captain, they killed all our families.
Master, send the report to the President immediately, his emergency line.
Absolutely.
While you're at it, copy the Secretary of Defense.
Good thinking.
Saybrook, let's switch from radio to laser. I'm sending you a message now. Let's see if their systems detect light.
Got it. I'll program this in and send it right away.
We're now at 70%.
Weapons ready, Captain.
What are you waiting for?
Give me a minute.
Report sent, Captain.
Excellent.
Our new communication is now repeating on a loop.
Thank God.
New message coming in.
Already? Fantastic, what
no,
is it?
It's from the President.
Damn it.
I don't care if we can talk to the fuckers or what they say. Shoot them down. That's an order. Captain?
Master, please share your report with the rest of the crew.
What the hell is that?
Battlecry. It's gotta be a warning, or maybe...
Morse code.
What? No, Morse code is cute, like... Beep, 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 beep. This is just terrifying.
I'm trying to work out what it's...
We express remorse, Drifter. No intended harm from our language.
Shit. So you're saying...
Interface?
Responding to the voice of... Captain Quinn Octavia.
Connect me with the President of the Soviet American Empire.
Connecting. The President is not available. Shall I leave a message for him?
What do you mean he's not available? This is his emergency line!
If I understand the data correctly, the President is golfing.
Are you kidding me?
No intended harm from our language? What does that even mean?
Don't you understand? The blasts have been their attempt at communicating with us. They're apologizing.
I don't care what they're saying. They slaughtered so many people, and they're attacking us now. We have to retaliate.
I think they were always trying to communicate. Even that first attack, they didn't realize that their sonic booms are too powerful for...
I'm sorry, but what does that matter? They still killed millions.
You don't think this is like a trap? Like they're trying to subdue us by saying they're sorry while they're slowly taking us out?
You think the aliens are gaslighting us? Come on.
They're not trying to trick us. They're just using a foreign language.
You don't know any more about what these aliens want than the rest of us, Master.
Enough!
We're at 65%.
They're still shooting close enough to affect our systems, Captain. Should I can...
That's 60. What are we doing? 55! These are coming so much faster now. Do you think they understood the laser? Are they trying to talk back?
Yes. I believe they are. Elbrun, go ahead.
But Captain,
yes.
We can't. If the President only knew...
The President knows. These are his orders.
Can we ignore them? Pretend his message didn't go through.
What do you think will happen if we disobey a direct order?
God help us.
Quinn, they weren't trying to...
I know.
They're at 46%.
Their ship isn't firing back.
20%. Captain, are we actually going to finish them?
They've stopped trying to communicate. They've lost hope.
Six percent.
Firing all!
What have we done?
An order is an order. At least that's what Captain Quinn Octavia will tell herself for the rest of her days. Is there intelligent alien life out there? And are we being conditioned to eradicate it as an almost Pavlovian response? As we push further into the cosmos, will we be the bringers of light or of darkness? Do we have a choice? Or are our actions ingrained into the very fiber of our being? After all, the sinews that connect us are not unlike the strands in the veil. The Veil is created, narrated, and directed by Matt Fowler and is a co-production with Vox Studios. Vox Studios is a Los Angeles-based audio post-production and production studio with state-of-the-art audio recording facilities that offer a variety of services in a multitude of languages. Mention The Veil to receive special pricing on your next project. Visit www.voxstudios.com for more information. Vox Studios, a voice for every language. This episode of The Veil was written by Sarah J. Egan. The Veil theme song, Electric Revolution, was composed by Ben Milchev. The voice of Captain Quinn Octavia is Libby Bryan. The voice of Acton is Milo Shearer. The voice of Vronsky is John Huggins. The voice of Masser is Phil Hirsch. The voices of Nova, Saybrook, Acton's wife, and the interface are Megan Lewis. The voice of Elbrun is Bob Smokey Miles. The voice of the President is Frank Garish. The recording engineer for this episode was Ben Milchev. The mixing engineer and sound designer is Bernardo Passerino. Additional sound engineering provided by Giovanni Murillo. The original score for this episode was composed by Ryan Ricks. You can follow us on Twitter at Veil Audio. If you would like to support The Veil and other Vox podcasts, please visit us on Patreon. Be sure to tune in to the next episode of The Veil, releasing Thursday, March 14th. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, perception is everything.